Robin Marouche, director of the Kimball Arts Center, said they're expecting 60,000 people over 3 days if the weather allows. Friday night at the festival is free to local Summit County residents from 5 to 9. On Saturday, the festival hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, 9 to 6 p.m.
And a wristband gets you in for the entire weekend. It's $10 for adults for the weekend, $5 for students and children, and kids under 5 are free.
Marouche said there are 19 local artists out of a total 225 exhibitors at the event. She said the festival is a desirable spot for artists, but it's tough to get into.
We change the jury every year so that we keep it fair. So if an artist gets in 1 year, there's no saying that they'll get in the next year unless they won best of show in their category. Then they're automatically entered into the next year. Other than that, everybody is juried in.
So, I mean, when you say it's tough to get in, I mean, how tough?
We have over 1,000 applicants for just 225 spots.
Is it because of the numbers that they bring, or is it because it's Main Street and the weather's nice? I mean, what is it that people love about, or artists love about Park City, you think?
In surveying the artists, they say that it's a high sales volume for them that makes them want to come back. And also, I'm pleased to say that they feel it's one of the best organized in terms of setup and teardown. And that's thanks to Chris Crowley and Dave Gustafson, who've been at this 11 years now in terms of operations. They've got it really down pat. And they start at 3 a.m. Friday morning.
The artists have to pay an application fee and provide their own booth, but the Kimball doesn't take a percentage of their earnings. You can go online to get the details about the festival and to find your way around.
And on our website, you can download the brochure so you can get even the booth number and the medium and see if your favorite artist is back or who is new this year that you want to come and check out. So that's on KimballArtsCenter.org. And all of the logistical information is on there as well. The three stages with the bands, we've got the lineup of the musical acts, information about free ceramics demonstrations, and the culinary offerings this year, the chalk artists.
Three music stages are set up for the festival at Miners Park, the Kimball, and on Lower Main Street. The logistics for the festival, as usual, include parking and transit for visitors and access for the locals who live in Old Town.
You have your access pass that we're handing out at the front desk right now, so you can enter to Old Town with no problem. And then for parking, we've made it more easy than ever this year by adding the high school, Park City Mountain Resort, and Deer Valley Resort. The city has added more buses and more drop-off locations, so the flow is easier and the wait times are shorter.
All right. And is the construction on Deer Valley Drive halted for the
halted
weekend?
For the weekend. Thank goodness.
Kids are certainly welcome at the festival, and dogs are allowed, though not necessarily encouraged.
We ask that people leave them home, but we don't deny them. You know, they're part of our community, and they're a lot of fun. But as you know, it's a lot of people in a small space, so it's better to leave them at home if you can.
And breakables, sure.
But certainly bring your children. My goodness, we have some of the most amazing kids' activities this year that we've ever had before, so the kids' area will be outstanding. So.
Marouche said the festival assembles volunteers for some 650 shifts. They've just about got all they need at this point. It's also a good time for their membership renewal drive.
And this year, we're going to give away a moose sculpture from the Moose on the Loose campaign, and it is on the cover of the brochure, and that will be at the center of Heber and Main. And if your name is drawn, you'll win the moose. It was donated back by the Henderson family from the 10-year-ago Moose on the Loose campaign. And if your house doesn't accommodate a gigantic moose, then you can choose two ski passes to Deer Valley Resort.
Okay, and so the basic membership fee is how much?
$65.
All right.
And that's good for the year.
Kimball Arts Center Director Robin Marouche. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.